Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We always deliver the biggest and best in sports, and tonight we have a very special interview coming your way. Craig Sager is one of the most beloved and recognizable broadcasters on television. So when the world learned that he was diagnosed with leukemia, there was an outpouring of love and support from everyone who was inspired by his colorful life and his fearless decision to continue doing the job that he loved, despite being told he would only have 3 to 6 months to live. Craig Sager, he is so amazing. He has undergone 3 stem cell transplants with his son as the donor of 2 of them and more than 20 chemotherapy cycles. Tonight, we've invited his son, Craig Sager II, to share about his father's new book that chronicles his courageous battle with leukemia and just his amazing career in sports. Good evening, Craig Sager II. It's such an honor to have you with us for the very first time on our program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Craig, I have to tell you, first and foremost, I'm a big fan of your father, and I'm going to start off this conversation to have some fun because I have to share that over the years, I've always been fascinated with his dynamic wardrobe, some of those zany suits, and I wondered, you know, who in the world is his wardrobe consultant? So I have to ask you, you've got good fashion sense. Did you help out your dad with his selection of some of his outfits for those NBA games?
Wow. Yeah, it's actually fascinating to me a lot of the time, too. His style, though, it's his own creation. I mean, I never know really what he's going to wear. I can usually get a sense of it. He's a very in-the-moment type guy. Uh-huh. So if he's down in South Beach for a playoff game, you can expect some bright Miami Heat style colors. If he's in Detroit for a October game, he's not going to be wearing the same thing. So I can kind of tell he's going to rise to the occasion. If it's Halloween, if it's Valentine's Day, I can get a good picture in my mind, but he just does a good job of just being in the moment, being plugged into the environment around him. And I think that his outfits, as crazy as they are, there is some methods to his madness.
Well, you know, your dad too is, I mean, he's such a solid journalist, but his fashion sense is one of the things that has made him so famous. I mean, he's definitely built his own personal brand. And one of the things I'd love for you to share with our audience and all of our listeners, what are some stories from some athletes or perhaps sports personalities that have, you know, kind of, you know, teased your dad perhaps a bit about some of those brightly colored suits?
Yeah, I mean, no one dresses like him, and he's not an easy guy to understand. I mean, I've been in his son my entire life, and I've often just tried to figure out his thought process behind things, why he dresses this way, why does he wear this, why does he go about it this way, because he is a very unique person. But what I've learned is it's not about, like, the clothes. It's not what you see on the outside. He has a truly unique perspective of the world. And that's what I think is really amazing to me, is how positive he actually is as a person and how he is able to find the fun in every situation. And honestly, that's what he looks for in every situation. Just when he goes up to the arena, the stadium, sports are a stressful environment a lot of times. A lot of pressure on these athletes. There's a lot of pressure on the coaches, the fans, and all this. But he shows up for one reason only, to have fun. And it doesn't matter if he's working, he's taking me to the game, if we're taking a party bus to the game. He goes in there with the same attitude that there's nothing else to be doing right now. This is the most important game. This is the place to be right now, and he loves every minute of it.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are going one-on-one with Craig Sager II. Of course, we're talking about his dad, Craig Sager. He is a recognizable name, sports reporter, and he is an Emmy award-winning broadcaster for Turner Sports, who has become synonymous with the NBA. Listen to this, over 4 decades on the air. And in the open, of course, you know, Craig, I mentioned your dad's courageous battle with leukemia, and we're going to highlight the new book that is out. It is titled Living Out Loud, Sports, Cancer, and the Things Worth Fighting For. Craig Sager, you, of course, are the co-author of this book. And I know that so many of our listeners, we love your dad. We miss him on the sideline. Give us an update. How is he doing? How is he progressing?
Doing a lot better than he was back in September. That third transplant he did was the third one in about 26 months. Wow. So it's hard enough to do 2 transplants if you've got a couple years to recover after the first. To do 3 in a row like he did was pretty remarkable. So after you're done with the third one, yeah, your body's really depleted because you had to do the chemo straight into the transplant rather than get any time there was about over 40 days where he probably couldn't eat at all, and it was just his IV. So, yeah, he's getting some fluids and some nutrition, but you don't really get your protein. So it's more than just fighting the cancer. It's fighting the medicine, not having the platelets and white blood cells to stop your mouth from bleeding. And so it was a rough probably 2 months after that transplant, because after the SBs in July, I mean, he went straight into it. It was like 3 days of kind of mentally preparing to go to Houston, go to MD Anderson and tackle this almost impossible third transplant. But he's been there ever since. He's been fighting like hell, and that third transplant's picked up. It's worked. He's starting to heal those wounds, get stronger every day, and we're hoping that maybe within 3 weeks he can hopefully leave Houston, come back to Atlanta, and get on the golf course.
That'd be wonderful news. And as you're talking about, your dad has undergone 3 stem cell transplants, and you've been the donor of 2 of them. What has that experience been like for you? I mean, and how did you recover physically?
Yeah, well, I think that's what is going to be interesting about this book, because as much as it's an inspiring story, I tell anyone that asks about what is this book about, personally, I think that we all know a fighter of cancer. I mean, it affects everyone. Yes. We're all in this together, because there's not, you wouldn't find someone that hasn't been impacted. But what's interesting about him is he is a denier. He's not always a fighter. He doesn't let anything change the way he lives each day. And you have that baseline of the story, but then, yeah, the 2 transplants I gave him were done completely different ways. The first one was a direct harvest out of my back. So you really get an idea of what that amazing, terrifying, incredible process is. It's at the same time, it really is amazing to see what the doctors are doing and to see what they're able to do. And then the second time we did it was a different approach. It was a 8-day long process where you take shots to get your white blood cell count up, and then they take it from the blood instead of the bones. So we saw both ways you do the transplant like that. And so it really is packed with, I don't think, just like the greatest medical information in the world. I mean, I tried my best to explain the process and make it informative to anyone that is also going through it or joining the bone marrow registry. But giving a transplant is an amazing experience as it is. You're saving a life. But to do it to your father is rare. One, the statistics aren't in your favor to only match one parent. You should have your mom and dad. So that was lucky as it was to be able to have match with me right there ready to roll when he really needed it. And to see the process while doing it yourself, it is very special, and it just puts a lot of things in perspective. And I think that that's what I tried to do. It's not easy to take a 7-day journey to Houston where you're told that your dad really has no chance, but you're still trying to do a transplant just because you know that they have the best doctors and they might be able to figure something out. And being able to take that, simplify it to 6 pages, just one chapter, and really get to the core of what that experience was like to me, I mean, it helps me moving forward, but I think it also is going to help anyone else that's going through it.
And you know, you and your dad, obviously, you guys are exceptionally close. And what keeps you going and keeps you positive and hopeful? Because, you know, all of us, we've experienced where, you know, a cancer diagnosis, it profoundly affects family. It affects your friends.
Yeah, well, I have a very adaptive family. I mean, we aren't really planners. We like to just go into situations and figure it out. So there are a lot of times where I feel like you're just winging it almost. I mean, just getting the book deal on the table, not knowing what's going to happen at all, not knowing if your dad's even going to be alive when it comes out. And that's what was so interesting writing it. There's a lot of times where he's in Houston for 2 straight months and I can't see him because he's in the isolation. But while I can't see him, he's doing interviews. I'm listening to him. We're talking on the phone. But this book obviously is going to bring you together when you are connecting not only what's going on now, but connecting it to your past together and the future you want to have and what is motivating you, what's motivating him. Like, what are we really fighting for? What's keeping our head above water when we're clearly stressed out? And I think that you're going to see 2 different perspectives, but also 2 different perspectives that are on the same page just based on not wanting to take no for an answer, but also knowing how to find the right answer once you have that mindset.
We're going to continue our conversation with Craig Sager II as we are shining the spotlight on his dad's new book. It is titled Living Out Loud, Sports Cancer and the Things Worth Fighting For. Much more coming your way.